The UN Secretary General says the facts are grim in Haiti after a 7.0 earthquake rocked the Caribbean nation Tuesday. Ban Ki-moon warned that the overall death toll could be very high. Among the scores of dead, at least 36 UN military and civilian staff. But that figure could rise dramatically as some 150 personnel are still unaccounted for nearly 48 hours after the quake. Mr. Ban told reporters that the overall picture on the ground in Haiti still remains sketchy. He said the first 72 hours are critical in saving survivors, and he's still holding out hope for both Haitians and UN personnel trapped beneath the rubble. Some 150 UN personnel with the UN stabilization mission known as MINUSTA are still missing. But all hope is not gone. Overnight, an Estonian bodyguard was pulled alive from the wreckage of the mission's five-story concrete headquarters.
He was extracted from approximately 4 meters down the rubble. It was a small miracle during the night, which brought a few other miracles. We will continue to work to search and rescue as quickly as possible.
Mr. Bond said the needs in Haiti are huge and immediate. Above all, medical supplies, food, water, tents, shovels, and heavy equipment. That appeal was echoed during a video conference with the UN mission in Haiti. Officials Kim Bolduc and David Wimhurst described the scene in Port-au-Prince immediately after the quake and now.
Many bodies along the streets. A lot of injured people just are lying around. Houses are destroyed, and the very new and large buildings totally collapse. It is now at night. Port-au-Prince doesn't have electricity. It looks like a ghost town, and the situation is very dire because all the survivors are sleeping out in the street.
She said people are in a state of shock, waiting for something to happen and still fearing aftershocks. David Wimhurst said tensions are rising among the population.
The people we see, they've lost everything. It's hopeless. It's a hopeless situation from them. They want us, they expect us to provide them with help, which is, of course, what we want to do. But we're not in a situation yet where we can do that on a massive scale. And unfortunately, they're slowly getting more angry, I think, and impatient.
The UN is helping to coordinate what is becoming a massive international relief effort. Search and rescue teams have arrived from several countries and more are on the way. And the United States has embarked on a massive relief operation. Donors are also making financial and aid contributions to the humanitarian effort. The UN is expected to launch a formal appeal Friday to fund those emergency needs. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.